The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold, stand out.
And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Doesn't Have an End Zone Dance.
Mr. Doesn't Have an End Zone Dance.
There you stand, under the goalpost, with ball in hand, and absolutely no ridiculous choreographed dance to show for it.
Completely unacceptable.
No Lambo lunge, no Dirty Bird, no mile-high salute. It's as though you needed someone else's help to score.
Mr. Codependent.
Even Joe Horn had the decency to pick up the phone and call his mother from the end zone. You're an embarrassment to overpaid, self-loving narcissists everywhere.
Never get your dollars up.
So go ahead, deny us the Dirty Bird. Forsake the Funky Chicken. Shun the Icky Shuffle. Ban the Bob and Weave. Because after all, if it really took an entire team to score, that football you're not spiking would have been made with 11 handles.
Mr. Doesn't Have an End Zone Dance.
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cock.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
The Seahawks are going to win this one. What a game, player after player. What a play by all these guys, and what a game. The Seahawks win this one, 38-31.
Hold your breath. Spotted. Kick up. It is
gone! It's gone! The Eagles win! The Eagles win it at the gun, 32-30.
Mitch Trubisky's day, a beauty. As teams go to midfield, this one in the books. Bears go to 11-4, and the Bears win it 14-9.
Roethlisberger takes the snap, drops back, three-man rush, throws over the middle. That ball is caught across the 40-45. Ball is out. The ball is out. The Saints have recovered it. The ball is out. New Orleans, we would like to introduce you to the playoffs. The road to the Super Bowl in Atlanta goes through New Orleans.
Manning out of the gun, backs the throw, steps up, launches deep downfield, and it is picked off! It's intercepted! Picked off! The Colts have it! The Colts have it! I think it's Malik Hooker! Hooker picks off the pass! The Colts have the football! The Giants turn it over! 23 seconds to go, and the Colts are going to win it! 28-27.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
Go, there we go. You go.
Hey, he's coming back next year.
Oh, really?
That's what I keep hearing. They're going to bring Eli back next year.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Oh, classic. Right. That was classic.
You know how some people, when they get older, they have frown lines, they have laugh lines, they have wrinkles on their forehead from worrying? What kind of lines are you going to get from an interception face? Dermatologists are going to want to study him for years.
Oh, God. Hey, I got lines all over my face. Here you go.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head.
Wow.
Dooley. Oh, boy,
you're
bound to die.
Oh, it was fun to watch. This is Bang Radio Hour number 346. I'm Tom. He's John. Coming up, Kermit Mahomes. Don't touch me. 10-game winners, Baker stare down, and more. Quick question for you, John.
Okay.
Juju or AB?
Look, you know, I know that you're just trying to get a dig on me over there. That's because I've got this name. I've got my mom's last name was Feldman when she was a kid. And now you're going to just come right at me with this Juju stuff.
Jeez.
Telling you what, you know. Who would I take right now? Oh, man, it's hard to say.
I know.
Because Brown is Brown. He's always going to be Brown because he's Brown. And that's just as racist as Juju.
What are you doing?
But you know what? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. He is. He's a Hall of Famer in the making. But Smith-Schuster, I tell you what, man, that dude is a spark plug. He makes plays. He fucking makes plays. I'm going to have to just say I'll take Ben Roethlisberger because he's the main ingredient between both of them.
And he's won two Super Bowls.
He's won two Super Bowls. That's right. He did. And he learned some Christmas carols last week, I remember.
All right. So here we go into the final week. Not quite as exciting as last year. Last year was insane. Nah. Last year was nuts what was going on with all those 4 o'clock games.
Yes, that's true. This week, we got a 4 o'clock game. The Redskins are going to try to stop the Eagles from making the playoffs.
I know. It's hilarious. I love it. I love it. If you beat them, you'll have the same record.
I know. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I put a poll up for a bunch of Redskins fans this week. Which would you prefer to do? Move up two spots in the draft or stop Philly from going to the playoffs? You know how many idiots want to move up to number 12?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Here's why you stop Philly from trying to defend their title. Because fuck them. That's why.
Right.
Right. Fuck them.
Can't stop the Cowboys. They've already clinched the division.
No, fuck them too.
It was a Merry Christmas.
Whatever.
And they actually didn't back in. They did it by winning the game. That's what was nice.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
Chicago Bears, they have already clinched the NFC North. The Rams, obviously the West, and the Saints have the South, and they already have wrapped up home field advantage. So all we got left in the NFC is who's going to get the other first round bye, and of course the Rams get that with a win or a Chicago loss. Chicago can actually still get the first round bye if they win and the Rams lose. So,
okay, yeah.
Thought that was interesting.
Chicago, they can really put a damper on Minnesota this weekend. But how many people are they going to play?
Well, they're still playing for a first-round bye, man.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, San Francisco's been beating some teams they shouldn't beat, and they get the Rams this week, so there's a possibility there. I guess if I'm the Bears, I go out and play hard.
Yeah, well, okay. And the Rams are kind of, they haven't been playing so well. I mean, yeah, against the Cardinals, but who doesn't play well against the Cardinals? You know,
look, I can tell you this. They've been on the road, all right? And when they go on the road, they have problems because some of these cities, they don't carry the same skincare products that they're used to in Los Angeles. And, you know, they get all, their skin gets dry. And before you know it, they're not playing well.
Well, hell, half the time when they're playing at home, it seems like they're on the road.
I know.
In L.A., I don't know, man. I don't know if it's going to become a very passionate NFL city. I don't know, man. I don't know.
What if it's the Rams and the Chargers in the Super Bowl?
It could be. It could be. Now.
In Atlanta.
I know.
Let's go all the way to the other fucking side of the country.
Minnesota will get a playoff berth if they win. They win with a win. If they win, they're in the playoffs.
They've been running the football really well since they got rid of their stupid offensive coordinator that they poached from the Eagles last year.
And if Washington beats Philly, Minnesota's in the playoffs.
That's pretty funny that you said that.
Well,
yeah, anything's possible.
You know,
anything's possible.
I mean, Adrian Peterson's playing for a new contract right now, right? He's
got 1,000 yards. Dude played really well last week, and you know the score of that game was much higher than I think they returned their interception return for a touchdown on the last play of the game. So,
dude played really well all year. I'd say he's probably the biggest reason you're actually a 500 football team.
Yeah, that and the defense.
Yeah.
And their punter, believe it or not.
So Philly clinches with a win and a Minnesota loss. So Minnesota has to lose for Philly to get in?
Seems that way, yeah. Well, right now, Minnesota's got the spot, right? Minnesota and Seattle have the spot. Now, Seattle, what happens if they screw up?
Seattle is in. They are a wild card, period. There's not, you can't, that's it. That's
so the most they can do is drop one spot.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, the Vikings need to win and the Eagles need to lose, and then the Vikings get it. Yeah, if the Eagles win, the Vikings absolutely have to win. So go Bears, and let's hope the Redskins can take care of business. Fuck Philadelphia.
But my point is, Philadelphia needs the Vikings to lose. So Philly does not control their own destiny.
No, they do not.
And all those games are at 4 o'clock.
Right. Now, see, it's because of the fucking tie. right? It's yes. The Vikings are ahead of them in the loss column by one, so they're a half a game up because of these fucking ties. And the Steelers are out. They're looking in the back door. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. They can now. They can still get in. All right. So in the AFC, the Chiefs have they're guaranteed a playoff berth. They're guaranteed a minimum of wild card, as are the Chargers, because they're tied. You know, they're both 11-4. I just can't believe that.
Right.
I mean, both these teams are fading down the stretch.
Yeah. Well, I think, I tell you what, which one are you going to put a dollar on to be able to pick it back up?
Phillip Rivers, man. Phillip Rivers is playing, well, they're both, but both of them, both quarterbacks playing amazing football all year.
Yeah, you know. That's true.
I guess the Chargers, because of the defense, they've got a better defense. Much better.
That's why. That's why. That's why, because this is what I think the Chiefs are going to do this coming up.
Oh, is that right?
That's it.
Patriots, obviously, they've already won the AFC East. The Texans are guaranteed at least a wild card. So, a lot more scenarios here in the AFC. Chiefs, if they win, they have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They're the one seed. All they got to do is win.
Right.
You know, they don't even have to
win. We got to train those people, Tom. Hey, listen, all you people in Kansas City, if you're going to throw beer on the field, throw some goddamn pizza with it, yeah? I eat some pretzels or something.
Of course.
Jesus Christ, it's ridiculous.
Now, if the Chiefs and the Chargers were to happen to lose, John, okay?
All right.
And the Patriots win, the Patriots would be the one seed. So they still have a shot at home field throughout the playoffs.
I wonder if anything untoward may happen to cause that to be. I wonder if there's anything shady that might happen. They are playing the Jets. Odd things happen when the Patriots play the
Jets. Well, yes, but can Belichick somehow affect other games that he's not playing in?
That's pretty funny. I excel in all three phases of being evil. Can he affect other games that he's not in? Belichick is in all games. Belichick is in all heads at all times.
You know, Phillip Rivers is thinking, I don't want to go to New England in January.
No, he doesn't want New England coming to San Diego, to Los Angeles either. What Phillip Rivers wants to do is go from here directly to the Super Bowl, because between here and the Super Bowl is actually between here and the championship is when he really has problems.
Hey,
can we just skip right through this part?
Let's see. All right. And then, so Houston, they clinch the division, the South, the AFC South, with a win. Now, if they get a New England loss, a Chargers loss, and a Chiefs loss, Houston would get home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Well, as long as it's before hurricane season.
Baltimore gets the AFC North with a win. They get a first round bye with a win and a Houston loss. Let's see. The Rams will get home field advantage. Or I'm sorry, the Chargers will get home field advantage, obviously, if the Chiefs lose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they win.
The Ravens care not for your home field advantage, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think the Chargers really do either. The Chargers might rather be on the road.
I would think so. I mean, shoot, their stadium is so damn small. Although it is mostly filled up with fans of their own team now. It's just that you can hear each one of them individually.
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought the other team's fans were still coming in droves.
Droves in a stadium like that is like 14 people.
Well,
so
you know.
There's a bunch, I guess, but not as many. There's a lot of Charger fans there.
Yeah, I think it doesn't it hold like 28,000 people.
Yeah. I kind of like it, you know. It's kind of cool looking down on it when they're in there, and you can just see there's just one real small bowl of fans. That's pretty cool.
You got the Titans clinching the South with a win and a Houston loss. If they win, the Titans get a wild card.
That ain't going to happen. They're playing the Colts. The Colts are going to beat them. Andrew Luck, baby. I'm a believer. I am. That dude's badass. He's everything they always thought he was going to be, and right now their defense is crushing too.
So how great is this? Pittsburgh sitting here with a shot to win the division. They can still win the division. They have to win their game against the Bengals, which I believe they will do.
They're going to crush them.
And they need the Browns, the Cleveland Browns, who are 7-7-1, to beat the Baltimore Ravens. Could you believe the Browns could finish with a winning record, John?
A winning record!
I can believe that. That's going to be awesome.
What?
For one. But how fucking funny is it that the Steelers have to freaking rely on the Browns?
Oh, it's great. This is...
I certainly hope they remember that we are friends, you know.
This is the most exciting thing going on at 4 o'clock Sunday, is this Steelers deal.
Yeah. They're going to crush the Bengals. The Bengals are going to be just kind of like a rabbit in the road. What the fuck? How do I get out of the way of this?
In these games, both the Browns-Ravens game, the Steelers-Bengals game, 4 o'clock games.
Right.
And the night game is... Winning, you're in. Losing, you're out. That's Titans-Colts for the wild card.
Yeah.
Possibly the division if Houston loses to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They're playing Jacksonville.
Nah. They ain't going to lose to Jacksonville.
Okay.
Hey, dude, they could run their third-string defense out there and they'll beat Jacksonville.
Well,
did you hear the other day Blake Bortles came in and got in the huddle after, Kessler got hurt? And he goes, okay, boys, I'm back.
Yeah. And he was.
You could hear the eyes rolling.
So there it is. My Cowboys will be playing next week. No matter what. I love it.
Nah. I love it. Nah, whatever. Whatever. You know, the football season's over. Nobody cares
but
anymore.
But I want to know, if somebody can provide me evidence, I want to see where one non-Bears fan had them winning that division, winning 11 games with a shot at.
I didn't. I had, the Vikings, clearly. Right.
So did I. I had the Vikings. You know. I had the Vikings winning the Super Bowl.
I know. You did against the Texans, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So you still got to, you still got a chance.
Well, and I had the Vikings beating the Saints in the NFC Championship, but I had the Texans beating the Jags in the AFC.
See, I got old guys. I think I got Breeze taking on Brady.
Was that it?
Yeah, I think that's what I have. Saints and the Patriots.
No more Brady. No more Brady. Tired of it.
Well, we established last week. They're done. The Jets are kicking their ass this week. That's it. They're done. That's it.
Well, here's Belichick on the game the other day.
You know, in the end, we were able to make a man off.
Listen to, you know, in the end.
What's he out of breath running down the hallway?
It's like he wants to say, yada, yada, yada. That's what he wants to say.
Right.
You know, in the end, we were able to make a amount of plays in all three phases of the game. I thought our punt return teams gave us a lot of good field position plays.
Our punter! I thought our punter was a great player on the game. I mean...
punt return teams gave us a lot of good field position plays throughout the course of the game. And then, you know, we were able to run the ball fairly consistently. Play pretty good defense. You know, it's good to win. So, you know, good to know that our season's gonna extend a little bit here. So, good way to celebrate Christmas and obviously be ready to go against the Jets. I mean, we know that'll be difficult too.
He actually mentioned Christmas. It's a good way to celebrate Christmas. I love that. And then he goes, then we got to get ready for the Jets, and that's gonna be a tough game.
It's gonna be rough out there. It's a good thing we've got lots of video evidence from the last game that we can surveil. Right. Listen, I got to tell you, it's a good hit. What he did was he got in his head because he wasn't quite ready, and his brain immediately just went, all three phases. And he said all three phases while his brain searched for something else, and it fell on the roster, and it looked at the first name, which was number two, the punter. Yeah, the punter did great. He was a fantastic. You should have seen him out there holding today. He held for a couple of extra points. It was phenomenal.
What else did he
play? Pretty good defense. You know, it's good to win. So, you know, good to know that our season's going to.
That was it. It's good to know that our season's going to continue a little longer.
Yeah. That's right. It is. It's good to win. We put it to the test, and we had a little poll in the locker room, and everybody, it was 100% people picked win. So, it's pretty good. Oh my god, it was great to have Christmas. Yeah, I got a couple of sweaters, got some socks, some tube socks. That's good. You can wear those on your hands if it's really cold.
We don't have time for all that.
Right.
Right. We're on to New Year's.
Right. All right. Let's see.
We're going to be playing a little longer.
So, the Browns, I had a Christmas Eve my mm-hmm. brother-in-law Scott, who's listening right now, he loves the show.
Scott.
He's a Bengals fan.
Hey, Scott.
I'm going to be your new head coach there, Scotty. How you doing? This is going to be great. We're going to have lots of fun together. We're going to make s'mores, and we're going to tell stories, and we're going to sit around, and we're going to just bond and be brothers, and we're going to listen to each other grow.
Scott can hear the growth already.
It's going to be... I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it right now. We're just making a connection. A couple of guys bonding here right after Christmas. As long as you don't like that Baker Mayfield guy, he's a little bastard. I swear to God, if I his father, I should smack him right in the mouth.
Well, so Scott says to me, he says he hates it. He can't stand that the Browns are getting good. All right. But he goes, man, I think right now at this very moment, the Browns could beat any team in the league. And I went, oh my God, could they really? They could.
It's possible.
They could beat the Ravens. I know they can't. They could win that game.
Didn't it once.
They could really win that game.
They did. They already beat the Ravens.
I'm just trying to imagine.
Right? It took them five whole quarters.
I know I said they would be the most improved team in the league this year, but I never dreamed they'd be above 500.
Told you we were going to shock the world. Shock the world.
Starting on that amazing stage against the Steelers that Dez Bryant just obviously was not up for that big of a stage.
No, you know, I looked at him and he looked like a little scared rabbit. And I said, you know, this is a big stage here, Mr. Dez, and I don't think you're quite ready for it. But thanks for stopping by.
All right. Well, while you're here, Hugh, let's talk about this for just a moment. Baker Mayfield, after the game on Sunday, was alleged, based on the actions that we saw in the field, that he got into a stare down directed at you. And I want to let you hear what Baker had to say before you answer. Here's the reporter talking to him.
60-something yard pass to David that sealed it. The TV camera showed you kind of looking at the Bengals sideline and backpedaling. Was that directed at you, or what was going on?
No idea what you're talking about.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's kind of trending on social media.
You were staring down.
That's all right. We won.
So what do you think?
Well, I got to tell you something, Tom. You only see one side of a fight. You always think you know who the winner is, you know? And he says he wasn't staring me down, and everybody's looking at it on social media, and he's staring at me. But what you don't see is over on the back there where I am, I'm grabbing my balls, and I'm doing the bafangu thing underneath my chin and telling him to go fuck himself. So I really won the stare down. But they don't put that on the TV. It doesn't make for good television. I did. I said, why don't you come over here and lick my bald cock, you little smart mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I hope
my brother-in-law, Scott, is covering his son's ears if he's listening right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. I didn't say that at all. I said, why don't you come over here and swallow my lollipop here, Baker?
Listen. Okay, so Scott tells me that his son, Bryson, who is 7 years old, was in the back seat.
Oh, hi, Bryson.
He was in the back seat once when they were listening to the podcast. And
oh, boy.
I know. I guess he's risky. What do you want me to do? Anyway, it wasn't too long after that, Scott said Bryson, in the middle of the floor, just took his pants off one day. And he said...
He says,
Bryson, why'd you take your pants off? And here's 7-year-old Bryson goes, my balls was hot.
That's it. And I hope that Dad went, I understand.
Right.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
Why? What? What?
I've told you, boys, don't be messing with the innocent in the back seat.
I didn't tell him to let him listen to the show.
Listen, if you guys hadn't been making this show, that other fellow wouldn't have been tempted to let his little 7-year-old be destroyed by the words that come out of your podcast.
Hey, if we weren't doing this show, nobody'd be interested in what you have to say.
Well, that's just a lie, Pete. I'd never heard anything quite like that. I'm as real as... crying out loud as Jesus. And he was real. Let me tell you something. I'm as real as Superman. You believe in Superman, don't you?
Yeah, how was your son's birthday?
It was the usual. You know, the clown was late, got drunk. I didn't like it. Anyway, let me tell you something when it comes to warping little minds, what you boys are in for. Let me give you a hint. stock up on sunscreen. SPF 10 million. I have spoken.
Think he'd be so uptight right now, you know? I thought he'd be all chill and relaxed.
But you know, it's like trying to, when they say to a guy, you know, you're getting 15 consecutive life sentences.
Oh, no. I was really hoping to get out after 12.
Oh, man. So then on Christmas Eve, it gets brought up about Bryson doing that. And Bryson points,
really?
Bryson points at me and says it's his fault.
So yeah, you better stop.
I'm like, what? My fault. How's it my fault?
Thank you, Bryson.
I said we gotta put the disclaimer back on the beginning of the show.
What disclaimer is that? If your kid takes off his pants, we're not responsible. Blame Joe Rogan. Blame the Joe Rogan podcast. God damn it.
All right. So there was a big fight in the Chicago game because this happened.
Cohen now sets to the right of Mitch Trubisky, lifts his right leg, extends his arms, gets the snap from Whitehair with time. Cocks it, now he's going to leave the pocket, running left to the 30. Penalty marker down. Mitch is hit after he slides feet first. Boy, the Bears bench explodes.
Uh-oh.
And there's a melee in front of the Bears bench.
Uh-oh. Just be smart, you guys. Be smart.
This is not a pretty affair in front of the Bears bench right there. A lot of different folks are in the middle of it as Trubisky was hit as he was giving himself up on the far sideline.
A lot of different folks are in there. Tom, look, there's Mabel and Henry from up the street. There's Jimmy from down at the VFW. He's in there. Oh, my God. There's lots of folks
yes,
in there.
There sure are.
That was a hell of a fight, and they were right, man, because they were trying to hurt Trubisky. That was dirty.
Well, yeah. Did you see who got ended up right there in the middle of it, didn't you?
Sherman, right?
Oh, yeah, Richard Sherman. Because he said they wouldn't get off his teammate. You know, it was a whole, like, the whole team versus one.
And yeah, I'm all right
with
it.
That doesn't fly. Yeah, and then Richard said one of them put his hands on him. And you don't touch me.
I don't care at the end of the day what the deal is. You're going to do all that and you let him go, you know, and it took too long for them to let him go. So I went in there to grab him and they continue to pull and jerk and grab on me. And I'm a grown man with kids. You know what I mean? I don't care about any of that, you know, and at the end of the day, they're going to get punished for it. You know what I mean? You're going to catch these hands. I'm a grown man. You don't grab, pull on me. I don't put my hands on you. You don't put your hands on me. You put your hands on me. You're going to feel me.
You know, you're going to feel me, John. You're going to feel me.
Give me that doll. Let me show you. Look, he pulled me right here, and then he hurt me right here. He was yanking me over here. Yeah. So
you gonna feel me?
You gonna do feel that. Me?
Right. I was tired of feeling him. It was time for him to feel me. Look, I don't care if my cornerback gets to be punk ass. You know, did you see the Josh Norman video with Greg Luan from the Titans?
No.
After the game, Greg Luan's a dick. First off, which again, nobody call me up or write me and say, what's your matter? I had no problem with dicks on the offensive line. And that sounds gay as fuck. But I, you know, people are all pissed off right now because Ndamukong Suh's trying to poke Fitzgerald in the eye, which I get. It's bad, terrible, horrible. But why do you want a nice lineman? You know, I want a lineman that's a dick.
I want mean, nasty linemen.
Right. So Taylor Lewan, after the game, walked over and looked at Josh Norman and fucking did the bow and arrow at him. So Josh Norman threw his helmet at him, ran up, got all up in his face, sort of kind of like up under his shoulder pad and was yelling at him. And Luan just laughed at him and then kind of turned and walked away, like the big dog does when the little dog's yapping at him. And
he said, you can't do that to me. I am Robin Hood.
I am Robin Hood. So yeah, Robin of Locksley, I will throw my helmet at you. Look. Luan starts walking away laughing, kind of looking at him, and Norman is following behind him, making like these jump moves, like, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? And I'm like, what do you mean, what is he gonna do? He's walking away from you laughing in your face. He ain't doing nothing. He doesn't need to do anything. He ain't afraid of you at all.
Come on, Spike. Funny. Come on. Hey, Spike. Come on. Come on, Spike.
That was, yeah. He's the fly on the bull's ass. Hey. Right, hey. Right. Hey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
oh man, oh hey, I don't know. Did you happen to catch this? Kirk Cousins was just, he's just running a play and he's yelling right. Hut, hut. And I don't know why the last hut, man, his voice went through the ceiling.
No, I didn't hear that.
Listen.
Cousins over 200 yards passing. Boy, a high pitched ball and a flag. Did his voice crack?
He said that his voice crack. Wait. Here, I isolated those.
Passing.
Now, you know what? I bet he did that on purpose to fuck with whoever's on the other side of the line.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, that's, how does your voice crack like that? He probably told those guys in the huddle, look, you're going to hear something weird. When you hear me do that, that's when you go.
Hut, yeah. Hut,
back, hut, back, hut, back, hut.
You know what? If the Vikings and the Bears were playing in a cheap hotel, that's what it would sound like when the Bears give them their fucking this weekend.
Hut, back, hut, back, hut, back, hut, back, hut, back, hut.
Jesus.
Put a quarter in, make it vibrate.
So here's Michelle Tafoya. She did this thing about getting comparisons of Mahomes and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, you know, because they played each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, great win by Seattle, man. I thought the Chiefs would win that game, but Seattle is legit. Chris Carson is a hell of a running back. And, yeah, they look good, man. They look
this is
really
their
good
time
right
of year.
Now. It all,
I picked
yeah,
them in the
it
pick-ems.
Is.
Yeah.
It is. And so here, just listen to this report from Michelle Tafoya.
Well, I asked a number of teammates and coaches for three words to describe their quarterback. Words used to describe Russell Wilson are there in green, Patrick Mahomes in red. But notice the words in white. Those are terms the two quarterbacks had in common. Now, the larger the font, the more often that word was used, with competitive being the most frequent. Al, you mentioned contortionist. That's up there courtesy of Eric Berry. And Damian Williams wanted his three words about Mahomes to be... Oh my gosh.
And a ventriloquist. Michelle, you're doing some great curating, getting three words to describe all the guys. I love it.
They kind of wanted to say Kermit the Frog, because that's what they all talk about, Patrick's voice.
There it is.
Hi, ho. Patrick Mahomes here. Chris Collinsworth can go fuck himself.
They kind of wanted to say Kermit the Frog, because that's what they all talk about, Patrick's voice.
Oh, is that what they all talk about? Nobody else
what
talks
do they
about
say
it,
about
do
Chris
they?
Collinsworth?
Yeah, if I'm Chris Collinsworth, Chris Collinsworth's got no room to talk about anybody's voice or anything about anybody else.
No.
Look,
no, he
doesn't. I kind of liked it that Al Michaels brought up contortionist, because I was waiting for him to say, Michelle, does that mean they can lick themselves on the balls? On the pool
when they're hot.
Yeah, he kind of sounds like a Kermit the Frog himself, you know.
Yeah,
Al Michaels, he's hard to do.
Collinsworth is one of those two old guys up in the, you know, up in the box.
Yeah, but he's too schmalzy for them. They hate everything, he loves everything. That bear, he tells the funniest jokes. Let me tell you that guy right there, that bear right there.
He has become a mamby-pamby Bob Costas type.
Yeah, because now he's taking himself so seriously.
Yes.
Hey, people like the slide-in. People are rooting and cheering for me sliding in. They must really be interested in what I have to say.
Yeah.
No. They just want to see if your fucking long-ass neck is going to cause your head to hit the lights.
What?
But he's always been like that. When he was in the booth with Aikman and Joe Buck,
the
play where Randy Moss does the disgusting act. You listen to Collinsworth on that. He shoots the moon at the fans here in Green Bay. Although now you're right. He would Bob Costas that up now, he would say. As you can see, he is miming the cleaning of his buttock area with the goalpost. That is perhaps a disgusting act to some. To me, most definitely. We don't need this on the airwaves.
What?
Don't mind my pink eye.
Oh, God. All right, so listen. This is over the past 16 seasons, all right?
Okay.
The number of 10-win seasons each team has had over the past six seasons. All right, obviously, The Raiders and the Browns have only had one.
Right.
But hey,
is that combined? Just making sure.
No, the Browns might have split. That was with Derek Anderson. With Derek Anderson, the Browns had. Remember, they had 10 wins.
That was 10 years ago. How long ago? I thought that was more than 10 years ago.
No, I said it was over the past 16 seasons. The Browns had one 10-win season.
Okay.
Yes, that was back in like that was like 2008, I think.
Yeah.
Something 2007, maybe something like that. But yeah, no. So that this is over the past 16 years. All right. So Detroit, Washington, and Tampa Bay have each had two 10-win seasons.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
we're the best.
All right. You know, and you can go on. I mean, like my Cowboys have only had five in the past 16 years.
Better than Cleveland and Oakland, baby.
The Giants and the Cowboys each have had five. Now, I mean, you look at Philly; they've had 8 10-win seasons. Right.
Right. Right. They had a lot of those nice Andy Reid things like he's doing with the Chiefs right now. Go win 10 games and then nothing else.
Chiefs have also had 8, and the Seahawks have had 8. Now, Green Bay and Pittsburgh have each had 10 seasons of 10 wins or more in the past 16 years.
All right, so Green Bay got one Super Bowl, right? Ben Roethlisberger, he got 2.
He got two. Yeah.
Thanks to some ad-libbing.
The Colts have had 11 10-win seasons, and Manning got one ring there.
Right, because he never went in the playoffs.
Yeah, Denver's had 7.
Yeah.
7 years.
I believe it.
And, of course, you know who number one is.
Let's see. Would that be the Winnipeg Jets? No. Yeah, fuck them. We're not even going to say their name. They've excelled in all three phases of fuck off.
Yeah. And in the past 16 years, they have had 16 10-win or more seasons.
Look, this is an indictment on the Jets, Bills, and fucking Dolphins. You three need to get your shit together.
You're damn right it is.
The fuck's the matter with you three? God damn
it. They're never even close to competing with the Patriots for that division.
Punk ass bums. You've let this frickin' pretty boy metrosexual with his possibly a little bit too many T chromosomes of a wife in there to just slap you around and kick your ass. And it's just shameful what's happened to you. It really is. You know, Marv Levy should be rolling over in his grave, but I don't think he's dead yet. Neither's Don Shula.
I got one more piece of audio for you here. This is great. God, this is great.
Okay.
Oh, that's not it.
It's like his jockstrap just pinched him or something.
I know. So this past Saturday night, down in Texas, actually in Jerry World,
home of the biggest TV on planet Earth, baby.
That's right. And you could go to Jerry World Saturday night and watch the Texas Class 6A Division I State Championship of high school football.
Oh, please tell me that the Knox City Greyhounds are there.
Oh, God, I wish. I wish.
I want to know. Austin Velmont should be a coach by now.
But now, was that actually a high school? Were those high school teams? Because I remember it was like 8-on-8, wasn't it?
It was 6-man.
Six-man
football.
I don't even understand that.
Well, you got an all-time quarterback plays for every team in the county, you see.
Stop that right now!
Oh.
Justin's dad played quarterback for Baylor for a half a season, so he plays quarterback for everybody in the whole county.
Austin Velmont, Ryan Lidsma.
Right.
It's time to win!
It's time to win? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
When is it time?
Yeah. Well, I for the Knox City Greyhounds, I don't know if they ever won anything or not.
It's time to win. It's time to what? It's time to why.
I am tired of this.
Okay. All right. So it was North Shore.
I keep going to the dentist, and he keeps giving me a bucket of paint.
All right. So it was North Shore versus Duncanville.
Duncanville. Ah, damn. So the donut shop finally got itself a town.
Right. And here was the end of the game.
Prevent defense for Duncanville. Davis out of the shotgun. Three-man rush. Last play of the game, barring an offensive penalty. Stepping up. Going to heave one for the end zone. It is
is caught!
Touchdown!
That is a clean catch by A.J. Carter. That's a touchdown. What a way to end this weekend. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Wow.
That sounds like a Philippine woman won Miss Universe.
It is...
I'll bet you that the color analyst guy there in the booth probably pulled out a phantom pistol from his shorts and started shooting at the ceiling.
Right.
Oh, hell yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, did you see the video of the play?
Yes. Yeah, it was great.
It's not one of those bat around plays. It was pretty good. Pass is what it was.
It was, man. He dropped back. He felt he had great pocket awareness on the play and got right up to the ran right forward to the line of scrimmage and drilled it, man, right there. That dude just went up and got it and hung on, coming down with it.
It was like, did you see the Hail Mary at the end of the half for the Vikings? Kyle Rudolph just stood there like the fucking biggest kid on the block, grabbed the ball.
Yeah.
It was like when you play with the 10-year-olds in the neighborhood, you know, when you have grandkids and they're coming over and they're six and you're playing football.
How many times did I say, I don't know why the Lions didn't do that constantly with Calvin Johnson, and now why they should do it with Kyle, that Gronk should do it. I don't understand. You got these giant receivers. Why not?
You've got a guy, the Detroit Lions, be ashamed. A quarterback that's going through puberty burnt you on a play like that. Right. Right. He's in the huddle. He's in the huddle calling, spider two, why banana, on three.
That's great.
He sounds like a little dog. So, yeah, see, this is what the Redskins got rid of, this guy.
All right, what do you got for email?
Let me see what I've got for email. All right, we've got a couple of emails this week. The first one that we've got, before I want to get to that, I want to mention to everybody, go over to the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page right now, Bang Radio Hour, and hit the link for the playoff challenge. All right. Thanks to Joe Sturr for setting it up this year. The password is Bang with a capital B. Bang with a capital B. Just go to NFL.com, go on the fantasy side, search Bang Radio Hour under playoff challenge. Follow the password through. Password is Bang with a capital B. Everybody go over and play. We're going to have some fun. Now, speaking of contests, unfortunately.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Wait, is this on ESPN or is this on NFL.com?
This is on NFL.com.
Okay. Yeah, like last year. Yes, yeah, that's where it's at. Yep.
Yeah, so it's, Joe Sturr set it up, so thanks to Joe. And unfortunately, when it comes to contests, we've got the Pick'ems contest is going to end next week. And like I said, I have not heard from this fucking guy in forever, and I hate to cuss because he might have literally died. I don't know. He got sick or something.
So we're back to giving out a toenail. Is that what you're telling me?
No, it means next week after we've got a winner, I'm going to go do some shopping and I'm going to find some Bang Radio Hour swag because I got three people that didn't get their contest prizes while we were waiting on this dude to provide them. So you guys, all three of you guys, you know who you are, Lewis, Osama, and CJ. I got all your addresses. Don't worry. As soon as we get the winner for this thing, I'm going to go out and buy something nifty and nice. And you're going to get something with a logo on it.
How are we going to do that? Nobody gave us any donations.
I know. Bunch of cheapskates. I'm going to have to get out of pocket. God. But that's all right, because that's what I'm going to do for our listeners, because it kind of sucks that we got left high and dry. But if the guy died, look, I completely understand. I think that's one of the excuses that's acceptable, don't you?
Yes, I would agree with that. All right. There you go. Get over to NFL.com. Get in on our playoff challenge. Password is bang with a capital B.
That's right. Let's see. All right. Mr. John Tilliard of Harrogate, UK writes, hi, guys. Long time listener. 4,678th time caller. Tom, apparently Mr. Tilliard went upstairs, put on his new Christmas jumper, and wrote us what he thinks can be done with punts.
What a bitch.
Right.
All right, we asked everybody to tell us what's a good idea what to do with punts. The NFL's going to change it, so what should we do?
It's Tilliard here.
Yeah, Mr. Tilliard, he wrote us, and he said, I don't have an idea for an alternative to punts. So thank you, John. That's really not helpful. He said he did hear this idea for replacing kickoffs, though. This is an idea Greg Schiano came with when he was a head coach of Rutgers. There you go, Tom. Now coming up next on PBS, Rutgers football. All right, let's see if we like this idea of Greg Schiano's. Just don't have a kickoff most of the time. All right, I don't understand what most of the time means, but perhaps we will in a minute. After a touchdown or a field goal, the other team gets the ball at their own 20. The only snag with this is it removes the option to onside kick. So, instead of the onside kick, the team would get to run one play from their own 35, and they must get it to the 50 to keep the ball. The idea being the success rate of the third and fourth or 15 and fifth team play is about the same as the success rate of onside kicks. If they fail to make the 50, the other team gets the ball at the spot where the play ends. No, I don't like that idea.
Eh.
It's a passing league now. Greg Schiano is in Rutgers. I think that the third or fourth down and 15 yards to go is probably a bit higher than the percentage to get an onside kick, it would just seem to me. Onside kicks are practically impossible.
The NFL will be tripping you.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
T to the I to the LL to the Y to the ARD. What a bitch. It's Tilliard here.
I think Greg Schiano is coaching at some special ed school now, isn't he?
Okay.
Isn't he? He's, yeah, I think. Oh, that's right. He's a Buckeye. My fault.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. A new old friend, Matt Meixner, writing in to tell us he's donated 20 bones for a 5XL t-shirt, which I'd love to help you, but listen back a couple of minutes and you'll see why. Let's see. So, look, Matt, I'll tell you what. If I can figure out what to do about that. So if anybody wants to become the official merchandiser of the Bang Radio Hour and you run a print shop, give us a holler, bangradiohour@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let's see. Sherry Strayer Rosen.
Oh, our Jewish friend from South Florida. The little old lady.
I don't know where my voice is going. Damn, my fucking head just exploded.
Sherry writes from Florida, the little lady with a heart condition.
She says, did the Jets manage to get the number one pick? Of course, the Jets do have to lose to the Patriots. The Cardinals have to lose to whoever they're going to lose to. The 49ers not only have to lose, but they have to lose to the Rams. And they're resting so many players that I think they've petitioned the league to allow futons in the huddle.
Well, so, I don't think the Cardinals are going to win regardless.
No. Good luck with that number one pick. I don't think it really matters.
But let me, here's my question, and hopefully she can write us back next week. Who is it you want? You want that number one pick for a reason, because right now the consensus is that it isn't even close. Joey Bosa's already a Charger. His little brother, Nick Bosa.
His little brother.
Is hands down the number one pick in the draft.
Right, and I think his sister Sally is number five, right?
Well, my question is that who she wants the Jets? Is it because she wants Bosa for the Jets? Because if she doesn't want Bosa, she doesn't need the number one pick.
Well, I guess we'll have to find out. Sherry, it's in your court. And, of course, that's a bocce ball court because she's a little old Jewish lady from down in South Florida.
Right. All right, anything else?
Yes, dear MP3 file. All right, I think we're getting down to the bottom of this barrel. Dear MP3 file, the other day when you saw me throwing passes in the dirt behind receivers, it may have looked like me throwing passes into the dirt behind receivers, but it was just another case of them not being on the page of the playbook that said lay down backwards on the field. Sincerely, Aaron Rodgers. All right. I have another one that says, dear podcast, now that I have a broke back, should I go play for the Cowboys? Sincerely, Carson Wentz.
Ha ha. No, we don't have any broken backs. We don't have any broken backs on the roster anymore.
Oh, really? All right. Let's see. There was one other thing that I promised I would get to, and it was this fella, Corey Como, over there on Yeah, Corey Como.
Rhymes with Romo.
I wonder if he's dreaming of a white Christmas. All right. Perry Como over on the NFL Longest Yard Facebook page asked, all right, I put up a thread for anybody who wants to ask any questions. Why doesn't the Texans get the respect and notoriety they deserve?
I picked him to go to the Super Bowl.
Right. First off, doesn't is terrible grammar in that situation. It would be why don't the Texans, or why do the Texans not get the respect and notoriety they deserve?
Or why doesn't Houston?
Right. Why doesn't Houston get the respect and notoriety that they deserve? And I disagree. Houston does get the notoriety it deserves. You live there, so you don't realize how much of a shitbag it is, but the rest of us do. So we stay the hell out of there. Anyway, then all of a sudden, Ryan Reed, a good friend over there on the NFL Longest Yard Facebook page, he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan who is really having himself a great time this season. He jumps in, and him and Corey get into a good old argument about who's better, this and that, and it goes back and forth about the Texans and what they deserve and everything like that. I'm hoping you guys realize this isn't that kind of show we really don't care about. Yeah, we're not about analyzing anything. However, as you may have listened earlier, Tom did pick the Texans to go to the Super Bowl this year and lose to the Vikings.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. You constantly hear about Deshaun. You constantly hear about DeAndre Hopkins. You constantly hear about Watt and Clowney and the defense. And I mean, I don't know. What is it do you want them, like, for all the media to say they're going to win the Super Bowl? This is the best team in the NFL, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Get in line, buddy. Craigo28, the British Dolphins fan, is still looking for the media member that picked the Dolphins to be shut out by the Patriots. And,
that
you know,
was so great.
So, yeah, everybody wants their pound of flesh. Look, I think that everybody's going to be giving them their due, but I just think they're overshadowed a bit by the Chiefs and their outstanding start. But I'm telling you, Ryan Reed's going to argue. I'm going to get about a million posts with my name on them real quick, John Taman. And by the way, let me tell you one more thing. And oh, by the way, John Taman, here's one more thing. Their defense just ain't there for the playoffs. They're already starting to feel that. Here it comes again. All right. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Look, here's Hugh Jackson talking about Andy Reid.
He's growing every day.
Oh, my goodness. He's massive. It's gigantic. You know, I understand that the Houston Chamber of Commerce is expecting to put one of those light-up signboards on the side and then maybe build a gondola down in his belly button and fly him over top of the stadium while people are driving their cars home.
All right. You got any more email?
No, I think that's all I got. I was going to check. Anyway, so, yeah, Corey and Ryan, good luck in the playoffs. If I had to bet $1 right now over which of those two teams I'm going to take to go farther, I'm going to put it on the team with the defense, and that's Houston.
Right.
It's like, it's the Ravens.
All right. So Dan wants to ask Dan. That would be Dan Snyder. Dan wants to ask Dan Snyder what it's going to take to fire Bruce Allen and Jay Gruden.
Oh, well. How much money you got?
Huh? Is that it? It's a price.
No, I'm serious. Everything's for sale here. I mean, really, you seen my stadium lately? It's ridiculous. Look, if I can sell enough tickets for it, I'll chop Jay's goddamn head off on the 50-yard line. Trust me. I tell you what, Tom, I don't even know what the fans want anymore. I have no idea. Used to be on fire somebody all the time, huh?
They want wins.
They want wins. No, they don't want wins, because if I try to give them wins, I used to fire people all the time. They yelled at me. Now, I don't fire anybody, and they yell at me.
Because you're not winning.
Look, that's all I ever hear. Win, win, win. It's so easy. You can do it. Everybody can do it. Everybody says they can do it. I think the only person that I could fire and nobody would yell at me would be me. I mean, God, Tom, look at me. Nobody likes me. I can't win. I end up with shit on my shoe no matter what I do. I'm about as popular as diarrhea at a weightlifting competition.
Are you done?
Maybe I should just sell the team, Tom. Maybe I should just sell the team. Maybe I should just go away altogether. Go off by myself and never bother anybody ever again. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You bastards would love that.
I would.
Tough titties, you bunch of drunken stumble bumps. You'll get what I goddamn give you.
Thank God.
It's my owner.
Yeah, I know. I don't want him to fire anybody. I want him to keep things exactly as they are.
Well, they fired DJ Swearinger.
Yeah, I saw. Well, I saw that, and he was picked right up, wasn't he?
By the Cardinals, he sure made a big move.
That was it. Well, I mean, hey, at least it was a lateral move.
Fuck off.
All right. Listen, let's end this. I went 2-1-1 last week. Yes, 2-1-1. We had a push. The Texans right. plus two at the Eagles. Both of us took that, and it was even because the Eagles won by two. So we both had the Fins minus four at the Jags. I had the Vikings minus six at the Lions.
Yeah.
And the Rams minus 14 at the Cardinals. So there was those last two were my two wins. The Fins obviously blew it. God, they're terrible.
You are having a great fucking year.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right.
31-20. That's the year. Well, yeah, it's all well there. Very good year. You're about to lap yourself. Well, if you you could.
I made money for vacation again. That's you nice. Did. You yeah. went 2-1-1 as well. You had the Steelers plus 5.5 the Saints. God, what a great game. That was such a great football game.
But
and
the bullshit Bills... fucking penalty in the end zone. That was ridiculous. That pass interference they called on that dude for just touching him on the back.
I know, and I couldn't believe Smith-Schuster fumbled that ball. I mean, he's been the hero like the past 6 weeks, and then he blew it, man.
Yeah, he blew it. He blew
All right, and then you had the Bills plus 13 against the Pats, and the Pats won by 12. I couldn't believe
it. Hey, man. Last year it was the Jets for me. This year it's the Bills. And, of course, I'm not doing so well this year.
Well, now you got a chance here. I'm 31-20, like you said. I only like two games, man. Again, I did not like the games this week because I don't know. You know, like we were talking before the show about the Cowboys being a 6-point underdog to the Giants, and you couldn't believe it. Well, you know, they're locked into the 3 or 4 seed. It doesn't matter. I don't know in the NFC if it matters whether you're the 3 or 4 seed. You're going to have to go on the road and win no matter what against the Rams or the Saints. If you get by the Seahawks or the Vikings or the Eagles and whatever. So I don't know how long, if at all, you know, like Zeke is going to play or Dak or any of these guys, man. I mean, I feel like if you've got a bye week, if you've got a first round bye in the playoffs, you should play the last week of the season. But when you're going to play in the playoffs the next week, I think maybe a half is all you should play. Why risk it? I mean, if it doesn't matter, just get in, go through the game routine, play, get hit. Do that, but I don't think you need to play the whole game.
What was the, I didn't hear the actual injury to Fredrickson. Isn't that who it was got hurt last week? One of your offensive linemen went down?
Well, Frederick's been out all year.
Right. Who was the guy? It was the guy who went down last week. His knee was hurt.
Well, that was Martin, but he came back last week.
I just want to hear more of your guys with their single syllable names like Zeke, Dak, Grock, Kirk.
Oh.
Makes it easy for people in Texas. They can say it while they spit. Zeke.
The Chargers want to win, obviously. And they're I got them at -6.5 at the Broncos.
Broncos have packed it in.
Yeah, they are. They're done. So I'm taking that. And then just because Aaron Rodgers proved he is not done playing this year and the Lions are so bad, I'm taking the Packers -8. It's in Green Bay. I think even if Rodgers doesn't play, they're going to destroy the Lions.
I saw credible reports this week, actually today, and I can't remember where they're from, but I did see them today about that there's real serious talk within the Lions about trading Matt Stafford.
Okay.
Yeah, fine by me, and we need a quarterback.
From everything I'm seeing, you're going to draft Dwayne Haskins.
Who the hell knows? I don't even know what our team's going to look like on Monday.
I'm going to tell you about Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
He is so accurate. That's one of the things that makes him so amazing and such a perfect tight spiral. I mean, you talk about a guy who can make every pass on the field. There's two passes that NFL teams look for in a quarterback coming out of school. One is, can he make that deep out route pass? Mm-hmm. And the other one is, can he make the pass from one hash to the opposite sideline, down the sideline, from the opposite hash. Those are the two. If he can drill perfect spirals on those, that's what they love to see, and he can do that.
I'll tell you what, when I found out that he was planning on coming out, I got pretty happy about it.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard officially yet. I haven't heard officially yet, but they expect him to go. So
We'll see.
But who are your picks this week?
All right, so you're only taking two games, which means I only have to win 10 to catch you. I think.
Right. So, but you're 27-29, so if you can go 3-0, you can get above 500.
For the regular season. We can still gamble during the playoffs.
Well, that's true. Yes, that's true.
All right. I am going to take the Eagles -7 because the Redskins are a spiraling mess. Nobody knows if Jay Gruden's going to have a job come Monday. I think that they did the right thing by in terms of Swearinger. A lot of people are screaming that we could have got value for him in a trade, and I'm thinking not in March we're not, no. But so we're the team that's a disaster. But if we, you know, I just think the Eagles are going to roll over. So they got something to play for. The Redskins are just packed in trying to go home. The only thing they have to play for is pride, and they ain't got much of that left. Steelers -14.5 because they're just going to fucking crush the Bengals. They are going to mash the Bengals.
Yeah, I thought about that one.
Just mash the Bengals. The Bengals are going to be on the fucking endangered species list at about 7 o'clock Sunday night.
You know what? I'm going to add that. I'm taking that one too. Because I did think about it, and yeah, you're right. So I'm adding that one to my list.
Yeah. And I'm going to roll with the Bills again because I think the Dolphins, they're going to quit. They're done. They're out of it. And all the gas is gone. Frank Gore is gone. They have some nice running backs, but the Bills defense takes away the ball. If they could only do something, Christ, last week against the Patriots, they were taking the ball away left and right and they couldn't do anything with it.
And what's the line?
3.5. The Bills given 3.5 points. I'm going to take that.
All right. There you go. Hope everybody had a great holiday. And,
yeah, man.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
And as Eli with the interception to seal the loss. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Radio.
I
only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, oh my God!
You missed it! You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Troy. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat last night's leftovers from lunchbox or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites. Like Ed's Diner and Pizza Express. All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What's going on, peoples of UK? If you eat your lunch al desco or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Coast to Coast. And Prezzo.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.